Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27, verses 11 through 13. That's Proverbs 27, 11 through 13. The scripture goes on and says, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Take a man's garment when he has put up security for a stranger, and hold it in pledge when he puts up security for an adulteress." Now, you might be listening going, "Jim, how do these go together for a challenge?" But actually, these verses together all cover the consequences of being simple-minded, or I'm just going to use the word, or stupid. You see, at the beginning in verse 11, Solomon says, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad." And then he goes on and says, "Or else I'm going to have to answer for your silly actions." Then the next verse talks about being simple-minded or stupid. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Now, if a person is stupid enough in the next verse to put up pledge or security for untrustworthy people, let them experience the consequences of their actions. That's what it says in verse 13. Take a man's garment when he has put up security for a stranger, and hold it in pledge when he puts up security for an adulteress. In other words, if someone's going to be silly enough to put up security for or cosign for someone they don't even know, or someone that's not trustworthy, sometimes we need to let people experience the consequences for their actions. Let them feel it, I guess, is what I want you to hear. The scripture actually teaches us that that's a necessary thing. A lot of times we parents don't want our kids to experience any pain. We don't want our kids to experience any suffering. But sometimes it's necessary for them to grow. In the story of the prodigal son, the young son there wanted to go off and have riotous living, as the King James puts it. And the father lets him go. He could have protected him from it and not let him go, but he sends him off with his inheritance, and he spends it on riotous living, and he ends up in want and in need, and he actually ends up wanting to eat the food of the pigs that he ends up having to feed. Sometimes people won't hit bottom if we don't let them hit bottom. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes people won't hit bottom if we don't let them hit bottom. And so today's challenge is simply this. If you're going to make silly decisions, maybe there are going to need to be some consequences for your actions. Now, there's something in here, though, in this passage that I want to take a little bit of time in the time we have left today, though, to deal with. See, as a pastor for years, I had this one man that used to always come to me and take Proverbs 27, verse 12, and it says, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." And he said, that means anytime we see anything dangerous, we should never, ever do it. And I had to take him back to the scriptures and say, oh no, sometimes heading towards danger when God leads is different. You see, it's danger when we're making the decision on our own. It's not danger as much when we are actually being obedient to the Lord. You know, the Bible says that Jesus headed toward danger willingly. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, says, "Since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with the endurance that the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus headed straight toward danger, and he didn't hide himself from it, but it was the Father's will and the Father's plan for a greater purpose. Sometimes, folks, we are going to be heading into dangerous situations. There are those that are serving right now as missionaries all over the globe in dangerous parts of the world, putting their lives at risk, but God has called them, and God says, trust me, and I'll take care of you. Folks, we have to be real careful of taking this verse and saying that we should never go anywhere dangerous. No, if you're doing it on your own, if you're heading toward danger on your own, it's folly. It's stupid. It's being a simple person. And the consequences are going to fall and follow you. And maybe you need to have that happen so you'll learn something. But there are times that God leads us into dangerous situations, but he's calling us to trust him and to follow him. All through the book of Hebrews chapter 11, you'll see all those men and women of faith who were obedient to go into dangerous situations, unknown, but God led them. Being simple is to do stupid things on your own without God. I hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.